You know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
You're listening to the Superhuman channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour, we'll be doing an installment of the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Later in the show, Dr. Jared Scourin, naturopath extraordinaire, comes on to talk about the current push to have your children and yourself vaccinated for the flu vaccine, and also some emerging science on the effects of mercury and your brain. And the reason this is important in the context of vaccines is because many vaccines use thimerosal, which has mercury in it. Think about that for a second. We'll talk more about that later. Welcome back to the show, Robert Regish. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. Thanks for having me.
And today we have a great show planned. Rob has done a lot of work, and the blueprint tip of the day, I got to tell you, man, it's so exciting. I wish I could take credit for it myself, but you'll have to wait till the end of the show.
It's probably the best one yet. So,
but what we can take credit for is it appears that the Superhuman Radio audience has really come out and embraced Mass Pro Synthogen with the new promotion, huh?
Yeah. Just very pleased to say that many have taken advantage. There are 6 days left. So it runs. The special runs through Sunday at midnight Pacific time, and it's a heck of a deal. You know, they're taking advantage because, in addition to the 15% off, Mass is picking up free, you know, what amounts to free shipping anywhere in the United States, and come to find out, that includes up to 4 free bottles for our men and women in uniform to APO and AFO mailboxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, very cool. If you are ordering the twin pack, which comes along with a free T-shirt, make sure you denote, after entering the Superhuman Radio voucher code, please denote in the notes field the size of that T-shirt that you want. Mass is having to do a lot of call-outs because I failed to mention that last time. But we want to get you a high-quality Blueprint or Mass T-shirt. And it helps to have the size. So, you know, go to MuscleMass.com if you haven't already. Click on the Shop Mass tab and grab your Synthogen. 15% off plus free shipping in the United States. And we're taking 25% off the shipping for the international customers.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You hear that? You know what that
is? Well, I'm scared to ask.
That's the new Quest Cravings Chocolate Crunch Bar. Oh, my God. Oh, my
Another
God.
New, and I'll tell you, man, they got the flavoring down.
Oh, my God. They're amazing over there. It's like this bar is the best one yet. I got to be honest with you. It's a chocolate bar with Krispies in it, not Rice Krispies. The Krispies are actually made from whey protein.
Oh, man.
And they've gone to the extent of even getting their lecithin from sunflower instead of soy lecithin.
Yeah,
but it's got that rich, a slightly bitter, dark chocolate flavor.
Yep.
With the Krispies in it. Oh my God. I just right before the show I needed a meal to break my fast. I had one of these and a 16-ounce glass of raw unpasteurized cream, and I am a happy camper. This is a great bar. Anybody who hasn't tried it yet, you gotta get these. And for those of us who are getting so much fiber from our normal Quest protein bars, these only have 3 grams of fiber, so you can eat a bunch of them without worrying about clogging up the plumbing. Let's put it that way. Anyway, okay, so let's get to the show. Patrick Rogers has a very long question, but we have to read it because this guy's very impressive, I got to tell you.
He is.
He says, hey, Rob, I got a question about fueling a massive cardio session. When Patrick says massive, he really means it. Watch this. that I do on Sundays. I'm an old strongman competitor who has not competed in a couple years. I've dropped over 50 pounds already to a now sexy 275 pounds. Then he puts in big caps, not really. He's joking. I've kept strongman exercises in my training, but have turned many of them into heavy interval cardio. I start out, in fact, with pushing a car in intervals. That's right, folks. He pushes a car. I start by pushing a car one lap, then walking three laps. Now, obviously, this is a small area that he's pushing his car, and then back to pushing again. He repeats this cycle 4 to 5 times for a total of a half mile of pushing the car and 1.5 miles of walking. I then move to push-pull type of events, and then finally, I move on to farmer's walks using 180 to 200 pounds per hand. This is a lot less than when I was competing. However, I carry for just over 1,000 feet. I do have a couple, three drops, but only to take time to shake out my hands and then go until I complete. Now that you know what the workout is, my problem is fueling my body to handle this. I am a Synthogen user. I take 7 prior and 7 after workouts. What do you recommend I use to help fuel these workouts so that I will keep down and not regurgitate during my workouts? Obviously, this is a grueling workout. He didn't mention anything that he is eating now before the workout.
No, I didn't get background on that, but you know, Patrick does ask a very interesting question, and fuel is certainly part of the equation, because that type of exercise, the type he's describing, relies heavily on glycolysis, or the rapid resynthesis of ATP from stored glycogen. So part of the solution is going to be bumping up the percentage of carbs, perhaps, in your diet, Patrick, especially in the 2 hours following training. That's going to help store more glycogen for your future sessions. And it is here, within that two-hour window, where I usually counsel trainees to get no less than 25, and in some cases, up to 50% of their calories for the day during that time, with endomorphs encouraged to take in up to 100% of their carbs for the day during those 2 hours. It just makes sense, as the enzyme that stores glycogen in the muscle, that being glycogen synthase, is jumping during that time. Now, in terms of what you should drink during training or consume during training, nothing heavy. Lemon water, or at the most, a watered-down cherry juice solution with added electrolytes such as sodium or potassium. If you study football players and their nutrition during a game, or really any strength power athlete, the key is carefully monitoring it to not include too many carbs, things that are going to weigh you down. Rather, what they do is the focus is on fluid restoration and retention via the electrolytes, right? You look at any football game, they're guzzling Gatorade or like variation of such. It's not about boat loading carbohydrates in. It's fluids and keeping the fluids in the body and staying well hydrated. Training-wise, you're looking to improve your lactate threshold. This is the other side of the upchuck coin, as I call it, because you mentioned, you know, you're going to feel like throwing up. It's just it's a hell of a lot of work at a very fast pace, and that involves a lot of lactate. Lactic acid, the buildup of lactic acid, where the body can't get rid of it fast enough, it literally thinks it's being poisoned, so the solution by the body is to throw it up, unfortunately. The way to get around that is to gradually, and the emphasis is on the word gradually, reducing your rest periods, or that time that you spend walking between your push and pull events, until such time as you have virtually zero rest between these events. There's an old saying in the fight game in particular, you train like you fight. You need to do your absolute best to mimic your sport's competitive event, and then seek to make your training a bit more demanding than the actual event itself. Properly tapered, you'll come in shining like a diamond when your strongman competition arrives. So those are the two solutions. Stay well hydrated with electrolytes. bump up your carb intake, get most of it 2 hours after the workout, and progressively reduce those rest periods in between sets to bump up your lactate tolerance threshold. I am absolutely confident, Patrick, those tips will help you exceed come competition time.
All right, let's go ahead right to the next question because we can. It's a very short question, and it elicits a long answer. This one comes from Greg Geldart, a regular listener to the Blueprint Power Hour. He says, Rob, what is the most misunderstood part about losing fat while on a diet?
I don't think there's any question about this one. There are two that I hear repeated ad nauseum, and they're a calorie is a calorie, and calories in versus calories out is your ticket for weight
so
loss.
So wait a minute. So you're saying David Zinko, editor-in-chief of Men's Health and author of the useless book, well, it's not useless, you can use it for toilet paper, Eat This, Not That, is wrong? Is that what you're implying? He's wrong?
Yeah. And in fact, the entire medical orthodoxy. You know who's doing some real interesting work in this area is Amir Rozek, Canadian national kettlebell champ.
Yes.
And
he's working
he's
working with John Parker in this area, exactly.
Yeah, and that's probably another topic for another time, but, you know, you would think these two fallacies would be obvious. How many times have you seen a fatty that eats like a bird for extended periods, yet they're not only not losing weight, they're getting even fatter? And on the calorie is a calorie argument, consider the following scenario. You've got two identical twins that use the same training program. Okay, let's say they're on Blueprint. One twin diets on 3,000 calories a day from Cocoa Puffs. The other one gets his 3,000 calories a day from Paleo Foods. Does anyone really believe that Mr. Cocoa Puffs is going to have a better body after 10 weeks than Mr. Paleo? You know, of course not. Yet, the medical establishment and every dietitian out there is still clinging to these two archaic notions. Since they've been indoctrinated and you only have so much time left on the planet, I wouldn't recommend wasting your time trying to convince these folks.
Yeah.
Rather, use your time and energy in an attempt to persuade the general public, who unfortunately are at the mercy of these quote-unquote authorities parroting those two absolute fallacies. Be a living, breathing example by finding the right mix of food, macros, and timing of those foods in relation to exercise to serve as an example.
Right.
The final point I'd make is this. Encourage people to get over the guilt-shame game of eating the occasional cheat meal. And somebody taught me this a long time ago, and it goes like this. Your emotions plus the food that you eat equals where those calories are going.
Really?
These folks who binge on bucketfuls of Ben and Jerry's and then cry their eyes out are releasing massive amounts of cortisol and in the process sending those calories directly to the fat bank. If you're going to eat cheesecake, make it the real deal, not this low-fat cheesecake nonsense, and enjoy it because there is a lot to be said about the emotional state that you're in when you eat calories from any type of food. You're going to be hearing a lot more about this topic on future episodes, so stay tuned. But those are the two fallacies. Please don't go down these roads. A calorie is a calorie, and it all boils into calories in versus calories out. It's not the truth. There are much, much better ways.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the questions with a question from Carly Gomez. We're also going to talk about Carly. She recently won the overall in her competition. We'll talk about that when we come out of the break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, before we get started on Carly's question and statement, actually, we first have to wish her a happy birthday.
Wow.
Apparently it's her birthday today. I went over to her Facebook page, and sure enough, everybody's wishing her happy birthday. So either it's a gag or it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Carly Gomez, number one.
Happy birthday. Number two,
congratulations, Carly Gomez, for taking your class and overall at the 2012 Night of Champions in your figure competition. And it's an amazing story because she has endured challenges. Well, first of all, her story was told, actually, on a installment of Muscle Saves Lives. Carly reversed her own lupus and ulcerative colitis by following many of the edicts that we talk about on this show, which is she eliminated corn and grains from her diet. She started eating a more ancestral diet. And then worked really hard and trains very hard in the gym. And she is completely disease-free now, including, I believe she had a hip problem. I can't remember what it was, but I seem to think it was either hip surgery or something like that.
And wow, then, I did not know
and that. Then she got sick. Remember, her son got sick, and she got sick, and she messaged us during one of the Blueprint Power Hours saying, you know, I'm throwing up. What should I do to stay anti-catabolic as well as possible? I'm worried about losing too much muscle. Well, she stepped up on stage, and she not only took her class, but she took the overall. And she did it with great femininity and beauty. Alisa looked at her pictures and said, Carly's so pretty. And I have to agree. I think that both she and Manuel have to be very proud. I know Manny is a great support and in the family there as well for her achievement. So congratulations, Carly, and happy birthday, Carly Gomez. Now,
She says, you know, she actually didn't ask a question, Carl.
Yeah, she made a comment.
She wrote me to inform me about this on Facebook, and I saw it this morning, and I just wanted to include it because, number one, she, you know, like you said, some well-deserved recognition for the challenges, and there were many that were put in Carly's path. She was quite sick when she wrote us, and you and I both teamed up to offer the fix. And her openness to our suggestions did her right, and it's just a nice illustration of how I thought this show is making a difference in listeners' lives.
Yeah, congratulations, Carly. Congratulations.
I did reach out to her to ask her what specifically she did because we gave her a number of things. But, you know, congratulations. It can't be said enough. Tremendous accomplishment. We're all real proud of you.
Okay, so now we go back to the questions. And the next question, didn't we just read a question from Patrick Rogers?
Yeah, but he asked another interesting one that I wanted to comment on a bit.
Okay. He says, Rob, I'm headed to Vegas for the Olympia Expo to hold the America's Strongman 2012 contest and was wondering if Mass was going to be there. If so, I'd try to get to their booth. When he says to hold it, what does he mean by that? Is he throwing it or is he judging it or is he actually involved in the competition?
I don't know. He didn't expand on it. I mean, who knows? For all we know, he could be in it.
Is Mass going to be at the Olympia?
No. And I kind of chuckled a bit when I read it because having done business with Mass, Muscle and Sports Science, for nearly 20 years, I know it's not their style. And there are a couple reasons that I partnered with Mass, not the least of which was how I was treated as a customer for almost two decades. So for those unfamiliar, this is the best little supplement company you've never heard of. Muscle and Sports Science is a family-owned operation that's been in business for almost 20 years, which, quite honestly, you'd be hard-pressed to find many companies in this business that have survived that long today. I mean, literally, you pick up a Muscle Mag from even 5 years ago. Check out the supplement companies and how many are still around. It speaks volumes. They have survived and thrived this long by not attempting to go quote unquote mainstream. It's just their style, so I wouldn't expect to see them at the Olympia or any other industry trade show. I like that approach because I don't know about other folks, but I am so tired of corporate big box companies that offer one of everything with pro bodybuilders endorsing their products, yada, yada, yada. All too often, these companies push what is known as a high-margin product. The translation there being this, it usually has a glossy label, a huge marketing campaign, and, wait for it, around $7 worth of ingredients, which usually includes the bottle and the label, by the way. That typically retails for $34.95 or more. Instead, Mass offers what could be considered a very small select group of, in some cases, category killers, all of which have stood the test of time. And your order isn't filled by a computer. It's filled by a real, live human being. They have a long history of offering top-shelf proteins, cold-processed, quality herbal extracts going back to 1993, as well as amino acids. They were first to market in the United States with real DHEA, glucosamine chondroitin, and many, many other items. It's a great company with great products. If you haven't already, you can check them out at musclemass.com. But again, you know, it's something to be said, I think, for the small businessman in this country, who's unfortunately being pushed out by the Walmarts of the world.
To
make an analogy.
Okay, next question comes from Dan Zepiel. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's C-Z-E-P-I-E-L. Could be Zipiel, could be Zepiel. It definitely isn't Zapil, so I know that for sure. Okay.
I think it's Sepial.
Sepial? Okay, thank you. I apologize, Dan, for mispronouncing your name. I listened to your answer about why Synthogen contains essential amino acids versus BCAAs last week. I'm considering placing my order, but before I do, is there really any research in humans to support your position that they're superior to BCAAs for growing, not just preventing muscle loss?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Dan, there is. In particular, there are two very powerful examples I can point you to. Number one, in 2005, researchers published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they published the results of a study in which a portion of 6.7 grams of essential amino acids helped to stimulate the manufacture of muscle protein in people in their early 30s, but curiously enough, not people in their late 60s. It was from this and other studies the researchers concluded that for inactive people, at least, the optimal anabolic dose of essential amino acids lies somewhere between 6.7 and 15 grams. A few years later, in 2009, there was a second study performed in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. They investigated an elder population, and this is the one that really piqued my interest, and it's very telling. In this study, researchers at the University of Texas, the medical branch at Galveston, found an intake of 15 grams of essential amino acids between meals resulted in an increase of 1.7 kilograms of lean body mass in 3 months' time. Now, that doesn't sound like much until you consider the following. The subjects in this study were inactive women with an average age of 68. So those two studies and the third, performed by the National Institute of Health, formed the nucleus of the research supporting the essential amino acid blend in Synthogen. And a swath of additional clues were used to formulate the other seven ingredients in Synthogen. The finished product all but guarantees that the amino acids involved are used to grow new muscle and recover you faster, and faster than any other sports supplement in existence from exercise. So yes, there is real science behind essential amino acids, with more on the way seemingly every month. And again, I would encourage you to be a regular visitor to Supversity, Adele Moussa's, Professor Andrew's blogs. He has an entire series on the essential amino acids, what they do, how they do it, and really, I mean, he made them sexy again.
Yeah.
You know, a category of products that was all but dismissed because they weren't being used appropriately. And here they are, you know, taking center stage, in my opinion, or should be, in your training. And when you go to plunk down hard-earned money every month, they should be at the top of that list, man.
Okay.
Should be at the top of the list.
We have to take a commercial break to stay on time here, okay? And then when we come back, we're going to pick it up. Don't forget, MassPro Synthogen, when you train with it, you gain with it. The Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by MassPro. If you like the Blueprint Power Hour, patronize MassPro Synthogen. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the MassPro banner ad today. We'll be right back. Best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. Boy, I could have been a really good DJ, couldn't I have? Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, Rob Regish, how are you, my man? Listen, I got a text message from you this morning, and I have to ask you, I know you were not prepared to answer this question, so if you want to plead the fifth, do it. What the hell is it when you wear your jump soles and apply a vascular restriction at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this was a little takeoff on the KATSU method, which briefly is you are restricting, you are...
It's vascular restriction. It
vascular
is not,
restriction.
It's not, there's a difference. Restriction versus...
cutting it off altogether.
Yeah,
we don't
I can't think of the word now, but anyway.
We don't want any necrosis here.
Right, right.
But essentially... you know, a lot of guys
occlusion. I'm sorry, occlusion. Vascular occlusion versus vascular restriction. Go ahead.
Yeah, what you'll see is guys will use this in their arm training, whereby what researchers found was you're able to use a much lighter weight, let's say 20 to 30% of your one rep max, and by trapping blood and lactic acid and so forth in the muscle, there is a tremendous hypertrophy response. So guys are doing this, of course, on arms and finding it has great results. So it doesn't take much of a psychological leap to apply this to other body parts. Well, one of the body parts that I have had historical difficulty in building are my calves. They're attached very high genetically, can't do anything about it, about where they're attached, can do a lot about it training-wise.
Right.
So you've heard me speak before about jump soles, or strength shoes, whereby the heel is placed under the ball of the foot. When you run on these shoes, you're transferring up to 9 times your body weight on your calf muscle. So, you know, in theory, a 200-pound guy, every time you step down, is an eccentric load on the calf of 1,800 pounds. Well, what I've been doing is running a band around right underneath the kneecap, trapping the blood supply in the muscle. Now, I have to tell you, I have been running with these strength shoes for years, and I know I'm well-versed in how my calves feel the next day. This takes things to an entire new level. The work that the calf has to do and the feeling of the inroads that you make into overload is magnified on the order of about, I would say, 10 times. I would further state that I ran for, let's say, a quarter of the distance that I can normally do in the shoes before your calves just give out. I mean, there's no two ways around it. This is a very unique and severe stress on the calf muscle. I made it about a quarter of the way that I usually do. And that's simply a function of, you know, when the waste products build up and they can't escape the muscle, it shuts down, which isn't an entirely bad thing because, again, the calf is a muscle where you need to do, unless you were born with them, and God bless you if you were, you need to do extreme things like static holds and running in these jump soles, and now I've added the occlusion angle or the Katsu method, and they are standing out in bold relief. I'm going to be measuring them in another 2 weeks, so I'll have an update at that time. But folks, if you're cursed with high calves, know that there is something you can do about it, and that something has just been expanded to include this technique.
I wonder if you could use the Katsu method as a defense in court. Your Honor, the reason I was choking him was I wanted the blood to get trapped in his brain because he'd become smarter.
I've already tried that. We were role-playing, Your Honor.
I guess not.
But listen, I just got a question from Frank Robles via text.
Yes, let's go.
He's saying, great job on the radio, able to listen live. I have a question. How is raw milk for a pre-workout drink? It
the
has
best.
All the essential amino
the best.
Acids.
The best.
Yeah,
best.
You know, raw milk, you have more experience in this area than I do, although now that I've relocated to an undisclosed location, but I will say it's in farm country.
There you go.
I'm gonna start with this. Back in the day, the short answer to your question is yes, it's very good. Give it a try. It does, of course, contain all of the essential amino acids. But more importantly, now that I think of it, it also contains growth fats, what was known back in the day by the old-timers as growth fats. And recall, if you're going to flood your body with amino acids, it pays to give the body an alternative fuel source such that those amino acids are spared, what's called spared in the literature, to do their job, which is to rebuild muscle tissue.
Right.
So maybe you can add some color, Carl.
Oh, there's so many benefits. First of all, if you're going to use raw milk as a pre-workout, you need to have at least 3 4-ounce glasses. I would say between 12 and 16 ounces of it pre-workout. And don't be afraid of the carbohydrates because they have a very, very low glycemic load. I think they're rated at a 34 on the glycemic index scale. So it's not like having a sugary drink right before you work out. It's a very, very slow release. And I would embrace the fats, as Rob is saying, because if they're grass-fed cows, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, has a higher degree of omega-3s to omega-6s. There's conjugated linoleic acid in it, CLAs. But more importantly, what is really just starting to be understood in the area of research, looking at breast milk versus formulas, is the things that are killed during pasteurization. We understand now that there's active lactase in raw unpasteurized milk that is killed in pasteurization. And this is the reason for the high degree of lactose intolerance in the world today when drinking pasteurized milk. Plus, there are transporter enzymes and there are binding proteins. And don't misunderstand binding proteins. People think, oh, that binds things up and keeps them inactive. No. In the case of raw milk, these binding proteins seem to make it able for the gut to digest and bring what are called non-protein nitrogen in the form of peptides directly into the bloodstream. Growth factors like IGF-1, vascular growth factors, fibroblast growth factors, all these wonderful things that you want active in your body before, during, and after a workout. I say that it's the single best thing. I mean, I drink raw cream after a workout as a rule, after I take my IGF-1 and some other peptides. I am telling you, there is nothing better than raw milk as a pre, even intra, and post. Matter of fact, Gironda used to have guys drinking raw milk and raw cream during 2 and 3 hour workouts.
It gets back to farm to table and retaining what I call nature's fingerprint. You know, the more the hand of man tampers with food, the more, between the time it comes off the farm and the time it crosses your lips, the more you lose. And Frank just followed up with an excellent point here via text. I visited Frank recently about a week ago. And got an opportunity to train with him, see his gym. And he is one of the foremost practitioners, I would say, of experimenting with these things like raw milk. But he's also making the point here that young coconut water is great during the workout. And this makes all the sense in the world to me, too, because if you know your history back in the day, this would be circa the mid-1990s, John Perillo was championing the merits of medium-chain triglycerides, right, which coconuts are very, very high in. Medium-chain triglycerides are a form of fat that are very, very rapidly absorbed by your body and can be used as fuel during the workout. And they're something that, frankly, are worth experimenting with. And if you're not willing to spring for whatever reason for the supplement, although I don't think MCTs are overly expensive, young coconut oil and coconuts are a great way to get it.
You know, and interestingly enough, Adele Musa, who has the single best blog on the internet, subversity.com, has on his blog today, pre-workout protein supplements 101, slow or fast, bolus or pulse for 250% protein synthesis. It's a great blog post for those of you who are talking about pre- and post-workout nutrition. This is it. He breaks it all down. He shows you with graphs and easy-to-understand information about what you're looking for to elicit the greatest protein synthetic response from your workout. So I would also suggest not only using raw milk, but maybe even reading this blog post and seeing how to manipulate raw milk. I would say that if I was going to do anything to raw unpasteurized milk, the only thing I would do is add additional milk protein, and I mean whole milk isolate. I mean casein and whey, not just exclusively whey. That's my two cents on it.
Along those lines, before I forget, talking about high quality undenatured micellar castanate proteins, I am proudly wearing my Overcome bracelet that I talked about last week. That the Unlikely Toad has teamed up with Extreme Formulations on at xfmuscle.com. They make, in my opinion, probably the best tasting cold processed micellar castanate protein out there. It's called Ultra Peptide 2.0. Go to xfmuscle.com. order the cinnamon roll and pick up one of Jordan's bracelets and support a worthy cause, the Cerebral Palsy Foundation. All profits go to the Pennsylvania arm to benefit cerebral palsy research. A more worthy cause I cannot think of, and you will have the opportunity to experience a quality, super high quality, undenatured protein, and it's delicious.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Ultra peptide.
We have to take a break, Rob. When we come back, we're going to talk about the blueprint tip of the day. Later in the show, Dr. Jared Scowron joins us as we start to address the inundated messaging about flu vaccines. I know that you're getting hit with it everywhere you go right now. Beware. Beware. Vaccines are lurking out there. We'll be right back.
Recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You know, The blueprint tip of the day is so brilliant that when Rob told me about it the other day, I almost thought I'm going to just tell people it's my idea and I'm going to get it out there before Tuesday. I can't wait. I'm not going to let him take credit for this, but it's brilliant. You know, we spend so much money on supplements and stuff. Then Rob bumps into something. I'm not going to say anything else. Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
Okay. I'm calling this one digging for gold and finding it at your local grocery store, because that is precisely what happened to me just recently. So here's what happened. I go in, because I practice what I preach on this show, and I'm looking for turmeric, right? We've had many discussions about how effective it is. But in the process of looking for it, I bump into a curious little product with the name curry. Now, curry is a generic term used in the West denoting a wide variety of herbs used in cuisine, usually originating from India or somewhere in Southeast Asia. The common denominator here is usually some complex combination of spices or herbs, many of which share ties that bind with the sports nutrition market. So having said that, what if I told you there was a fantastic, inexpensive blend of 10 of the absolute best bodybuilding herbs available
in your grocery store, the spice aisle?
There is in fact a product like this, and it's waiting for you likely right now at your local grocery store. So head into the spice aisle. The name of this product that you're looking for is deceptively simple. It is labeled very simply curry, C-U-R-R-Y. It's a product made by Morton and Bassett Spices of Novato, California. And they actually have a website, Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, Bassett, B-A-S-S-E-T-T.com, that sells this. It's deceptively named because once you look under the hood, you'll find something quite special in each blue top bottle. Each 59-gram container of this stuff packs 10 gems you won't want to miss. So here's what you get, and all for a whopping $6 and change. Turmeric, first ingredient, which, as you know, contains curcumin. It's been called the herbal clenbuterol. It slows muscle loss, burns fat, improves glucose disposal, inhibits conversion of amino acids into glucose, and even relieves pain. Yet, it suffers one fundamental flaw, poor oral bioavailability. One group of researchers from Harvard, though, noted the following in a study that they did on curcumin. Or turmeric. A novel method to increase the bioavailability of turmeric is to add piperine, which is found in black pepper. That has been shown to increase the uptake of curcumin and turmeric in humans by no less than 2,000%. Which brings us to another ingredient in this product, black pepper. You're probably familiar with it in the form of Sabinsa's Bioperin, which is added to many supplements to improve oral bioavailability. No worries scratching around for it elsewhere. It's already included in this product. The second ingredient in this blend is fenugreek. It's one of my favorite herbs, given it's been shown in some studies to boost testosterone, growth hormone. It improves creatine uptake as much as carbs, likely via the 4-hydroxyisoleucine content. It balances blood sugar, it improves insulin sensitivity, and the saponins, specifically ferrostenolic saponins found in fenugreek, are incredible compounds in my opinion. They impart some incredible benefits, not the least of which are improved blood flow because they dilate blood vessels, improve appetite, and there is a very pronounced boost in libido. This product is chock full of it. So those are the two leading ingredients, turmeric and fenugreek. But check out the supporting cast. There's also something in there called coriander. It's been used in some cultures as a traditional treatment for diabetes. In fact, a study on mice found it exhibited both insulin-releasing and insulin-like activity. The seeds were further found in another study on rats to have a significant cholesterol-lowering effect, resulting in lower levels of total cholesterol, triglycerides, and increasing levels of HDLs, or high-density lipoproteins, that being good cholesterol. The effects appear to be caused by increasing the synthesis of bile in the liver, something that ecdysterone does as well, and the breakdown of cholesterol into quote-unquote other compounds. If you know your chemistry, you recall that cholesterol is the starter material for, among other things, testosterone. Next ingredient, mustard flour. This is extremely mineral-rich. How mineral-rich? Mustard flour contains 26% of your daily calcium, 51% of your daily iron, 92% of your daily magnesium, 40% of your daily zinc, and 82% of your daily phosphorus needs. It is also a great source of cysteine to boot. There's another compound in there called cumin, C-U-M-I-N, not to be confused with curcumin. It's traditionally used for immediate relief of respiratory conditions. It has antiseptic properties, and it aids in the curing of the common cold by drying up mucus. Cumin also helps to stimulate the secretion of enzymes in the pancreas, which in turn helps your body absorb nutrients from your diet. Finally, it helps the liver flush toxins from the body. Next ingredient, ginger root. Adele Musa posted just this morning on Subversity.com, ginger strikes again, increases in all enzymes related to glucose and fructose metabolism, as well as glycogen deposition in the liver and skeletal muscle. It also boosts circulation, lowers high blood pressure, and it keeps the blood thinner in higher dosages. Next item, allspice. Like all black peppercorns, the actives in allspice improve digestion by increasing gastrointestinal secretions. You said it last episode, Carl, and it's something that we should expand on further. In the days before drugs, the question was, how much muscle can you build from the food that you eat? Right. You're noticing a common tie that binds throughout this formula. It improves digestion and assimilation of nutrients from your diet. Next ingredient, cayenne. Cayenne has been used as a natural fat burner and painkiller. It increases your metabolism, circulation, and boosts the immune system while aiding digestion. In Scandinavian countries, it's also known and goes by the name of red shoes. Given when you place some of it in your shoes and boots during winter, it prevents frostbite by increasing circulation and keeping the feet and the toes warm. Studies have shown that it can raise metabolic rate by as much as 25%, a figure that handily surpasses even the 15% increase seen with ephedrine and caffeine. Final ingredient, fennel. It's common practice in India and other places on the Indian subcontinent to chew fennel seeds after meals. This is done, again, to facilitate digestion and assimilation of nutrients. Some of the essential oils in fennel also stimulate the secretion of digestive and gastric juices. It reduces inflammation of the stomach and intestines and, again, facilitates proper absorption of the nutrients from the food that you eat. Here is the bottom line on this curry product. You want to consider about 2 grams a day. In your stews, it's best put in stews, soups, let's say over sweet potatoes, squash, or even rubbed in the meats. In one shot, you get an herbal stack that slows muscle tissue breakdown, improves glucose disposal, digestion, and assimilation of your food, alkalizes the body, many of these herbs are alkalizing, relieves pain, and boosts blood flow and libido.
Why not? Can you just cap it and eat it before a meal? Take a couple caps before a meal?
Listen, if I cap this stuff, with a nice glossy label with this write-up and told you what it did, I could probably sell it for $50.
Yeah.
But listen, you know what? I sell a supplement. You guys know it. It's Synthogen. It's a great product. But I try to maintain some balance.
No, but you know what I'm saying? If I don't want my food to taste like curry, can I just cap it and eat it before a meal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
This is an amazing find, Rob Regish.
For under 25 cents a day. It's actually 21 cents a day at 2 grams a shot.
This is an amazing find.
What's
the brand that you found again so people can look for that brand?
Let me go up here. Hold on. It's Morton and Bassett Spices of Novato, California. If you don't find it, I was at a local Geisler supermarket. I don't know if you have those down south. But it is a blue-topped bottle with just the name curry on top.
Yeah.
So if you can't find it in your local supermarket, go to MortonBassett.com. That is MortonBassett, all one word, .com.
Okay. Thank you very much for all that you do on the Blueprint Power Hour. For those of you out there who are listening to this show, Rob Regish does this from the bottom of his heart, all the research, all these great finds. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out the Blueprint banner ad and Mass Pro Synthogen. Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you, man. I'll talk to you Thursday.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Jared Scarron on. It's vaccine season again. Vaccines are lurking everywhere, but we're going to discuss the merits behind them, especially when it relates to your children. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Break down, baby. Break down, baby.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Now we're going to talk about serious stuff now. Joining me is naturopath extraordinaire and author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, Dr. Jared Skarin. How you doing, Dr. Skarin?
Good, Carl. A long time no see.
Yes, I know. And that's my fault, and I have to apologize.
Well, that's okay. We just had a baby, so we've been a little busy the past month or two.
Yes, I know. But I'm such a klutz. I'm such a klutz that I actually had a little sound effect queued up here just to make you feel at home. Because I'm sure that you're getting very, very accustomed to having to think while there is a child crying in the background, which is quite a challenge. Talk about your new birth, please. Did you have a baby boy, baby girl? What did you have?
We had a little baby girl, and her name is Rachel, and she came out 6 pounds, 1 ounce, and she's definitely got those lungs working.
Okay, so now, we have to talk about something before we get into the discussion further. You have been a very, very strong opponent of vaccines because of what you have seen in your practice treating children. So now you are faced with this decision to make, not as a physician, but as the daddy of this beautiful baby girl. Did you choose to vaccinate your child?
We chose not to vaccinate. Now, our child is only 2 weeks old, but currently there's no vaccines, and currently we don't have any plans for any vaccines. And, you know, what you said is exactly right. Number one, in my office, where I treat kids on the autism spectrum every day for 10 years now, and I see parents come in tears because their child was talking and walking and now isn't. That translates to my home, and my wife and I have the burden of knowledge of saying what do we want to expose ourselves to? And this is exactly what we're going to talk about today. Every parent out there has to educate themselves and make a choice. What am I going to do?
You obviously are a physician. But they're not looking at you as a physician when you're giving birth in a hospital. Well, I'm assuming you did this in a hospital, or did you do it at home with a midwife? You did do it in a hospital?
You know, we had a beautiful planned home birth ready. We had our tub all blown up, ready to go we had two nurse midwives there. But, unfortunately the baby flipped breech during labor, so we had to rush to the hospital for an emergency C-section.
Bingo. Okay. So when did you invoke, now we don't want because the initial vaccine is given immediately, or within the first day of birth, right? The one that includes the diphtheria and all these other vaccines, right?
Well, first one is hepatitis B. So day one is hep B. Usually DTaP doesn't come until 2 months.
Okay, so when do you have the discussion, hey, we don't want any vaccines? Do they come and ask you, or do you have to invoke that?
You know, the hospital we went to was good. They actually asked us, but everybody who goes into a hospital needs to come in with a typed up birth plan that says, this is what I want. I want vitamin K. I don't want vitamin K. I want the vaccine. I don't want the vaccine, the antibiotics, the whole rigmarole they do at every birth. You come in with it written out and you give it to them. And anybody who touches the baby, you say, hey, we want this. We don't want this. We want this. We don't want this. And luckily the hospital we were at was very agreeable.
Now, just this another thought. Is there any place that people can get a standard birth plan so they can? Because I don't even think. I mean, vitamin K never even came into the thought process. Where can parents find the components and variables that they should decide about when giving birth?
You know, you can. It's easy to Google that. We took a birthing course called Bradley versus the regular Lamaze class.
Gotcha.
And you know, the whole Bradley course kind of outlines birth plans for you and helps you write your own. But you can just Google birth plans online.
Okay.
And you can find a zillion of them.
Okay. So you decided not to invoke any of the vaccines, and it sounds like you don't have any plans to. But you didn't say that unabashedly. You didn't say, we didn't do any vaccines and we absolutely are not doing any vaccines. Is there an instance where you could be persuaded to use any of the vaccines? And if so, which ones?
Before we really get into the conversation, what I want to tell all your listeners is we're not going to give medical advice today, but what we're going to do is give you education so you can make your own decision, because no matter what choice you make, you get to live with the consequences.
And I'm not asking you to answer this question as a doctor making medical advice. I'm asking you to answer this as a daddy, with his own knowledge of how he wants to enact his plan for his child. So this is your own experience, your own humble opinion. We're not saying to people, well, this is what you should do. I'm just curious because you didn't say, I'm absolutely not doing it. You said, we have no plan right now for doing it.
Right. The number one thing that we think about is, when would my child come into interaction with any of these vaccine diseases? And we don't have any plans to. We don't plan on taking our child internationally. We plan on keeping her home, keeping her breastfed. She's not going to come in contact with these conditions that are rare anyway. So right now, we're not doing any. And the only time we might think about it is when that child goes into college and starts interacting with certain diseases we're concerned about. And the ones we're most concerned about are the ones that can kill you. And the ones that can kill you most off are meningitis. So, and most of the meningitis vaccines come early in 2, 4, and 6 months, like the Hib vaccine.
Right.
So, you know, really, I don't think our child is going to get any vaccines.
No. And I see. But when you're older, a vaccine may not be as bad of a situation if it's something like this for meningitis, especially after the immune system has had some time to become a little bit more robust.
Well, it takes 7 years for the immune system to develop, and we're shooting this stuff into the hinies of these little infants that don't have an immune system, and we're overwhelming them. And that's really what's causing the huge influx of autoimmune disease in our society.
Okay. Now, we actually are going to have to take a break here in a moment. So I want to take it now as opposed to going a little further, because the next thing I want to talk about is a post that you put up on Facebook recently. In reference to the flu vaccine and thimerosal. And interestingly enough, I had this occurrence from numerous people who said when they clicked the link that it linked out to, which I believe was a website like fluvac.com or something like that, that they were given a message by Facebook that said that this was an offensive website and they could not go to it. Did you know that?
You know, not until I heard and I saw that on your Facebook post. I didn't know that Facebook blocked it, but I'll give all your listeners a website so they can go directly to it.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Dr. Jared Skowron, author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, and he is also a talented clinician. I know people who have brought their children there who are on the autism spectrum and have had remarkable results. His website is 100 Natural Remedies, the number 100, naturalremedies.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Jared Skaron, author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, and also naturopathic physician who works and helps so many parents, so many children who suffer from autism and autism spectrum disorder. Okay, so, you know, vaccines are all the rage right now. Every place you go, you can't help but see a sign: vaccine shots, flu shots, $25, flu shot. I'm waiting for them to have them at the drive-thru at the fast food restaurants. So let's talk about this whole notion of vaccines, and what ended up being a post that you put on Facebook that seemed to have Facebook, for some reason, blocking the outgoing link to a website that talks honestly about flu, about vaccines in general.
Yeah, I'm not sure how Facebook decides what they block and what they don't block, but the website to go to is vactruth.com. That's V-A-C. TRUTH.com. And, you know, it's a group that wants to publish the truth, which of course the pharmaceutical companies and the FDA and the government don't want you to know, about what's going on in the vaccine world. So it's not an anti-vaccine website. It's a pro-education website. And I think it's got some great stuff on there. In fact, I just put on something on your Facebook site today, Carl, about how, Pfizer is bribing governments and bribing health officials around the world, and the U.S. Justice Department just fined them $15 million for this last month.
Are they bribing them as it relates to vaccines?
Exactly, for vaccines, to get all their vaccines into every country in the world so they can start just, you know, it's a $10 million industry.
Now, you realize...
It's not $100 million.
You realize by doing this... interview today, you may actually be in the sights of Bill Gates, entrepreneur turned genius about health. Not only is he a huge proponent and advocate of genetically modified foods, but apparently, as of an article that I read about a month ago, he is now monitoring the anti-vaccine rhetoric on the internet and around the world because he believes that that kind of rhetoric is harmful to people.
You know, it's too bad. You know, his organization does a lot of great donations. In fact, when I was in med school, we worked at this homeless clinic that he funded. And, you know, there's really a happy medium. And for vaccines, it's turned into a religion or it's turned into politics where you're either on one side or the other. And to actually talk to somebody who walks some kind of middle ground is really tough out there.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the deal with the flu vaccine? Does the flu vaccine by and large carry thimerosal as a preservative?
Yes.
Okay, and thimerosal is 50% mercury by weight, correct?
I believe that's correct. I'm not exactly sure how much.
Now, is this methyl mercury? Is this some kind of obscure mercury that the FDA goes, well, that's a different kind of mercury? Or is this the same kind of mercury that we'll find in a thermometer or in any type of biohazardous material that would actually clear a class, a school, if a droplet of it falls on the floor? I mean, is this just regular old mercury?
Mercury is mercury. I don't care what it's bound to, if it's methyl mercury or ethyl mercury. You know, we're really just debating, like, if I took a mag glycinate or a mag citrate supplement, there's still mercury in there,
right?
And it's still toxic. In fact, I'm going to put on your Facebook site right now the CDC ingredient list of all vaccines, and yes, all flu vaccines, that includes the influenza Afluria, that includes the influenza Fluvirin, the influenza Fluvilol, and the influenza Flumist, Fluzone, all have thimerosal. There are two that don't have thimerosal, but they do have formaldehyde in them. They do have MSG in them. They have EDTA in them. So let me post this onto your Facebook site so people can take a look at the truth, which is what I want people to understand.
Right. When we're not saying don't get the flu vaccine, we're not saying don't get vaccines, but you need informed consent. You know, we talked about vaccines ad infinitum on this show over the past several years. And one of the things that is really startling about vaccines is that when a physician says to a parent, I'm going to vaccinate this child, they don't hand them an insert and say, here's what I'm sticking in your child's arm. No one ever sees the inserts for vaccine boxes. You realize that?
Yeah, no, nobody does it. In fact, if you go onto that website, vactruth.com, there is a vaccine where the fine print says this vaccine may cause autism.
I saw that.
It was taken off of the FDA's website, but it's still in that paperwork that your pediatrician has. Pull out that insert and read every word.
Now let's talk about that. So this particular vaccine that they are promoting, one of the vaccines that are being promoted right now, it's a flu vaccine, you said?
It's not a flu vaccine. It's one of the childhood vaccines.
Okay.
It doesn't even have mercury in it.
Okay. And it says that one of the potential risk factors of using this vaccine is autism and what else?
Correct.
SIDS, right?
Developmental delays and SIDS.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the FDA removed this verbiage from their website?
Exactly. Because they don't want the people to go crazy. And if people knew the truth, they would go crazy.
This is yet more proof that the FDA needs to be dismantled and done quickly. This is by far the single most corrupt organization in the world, probably responsible for more deaths and shortening of lives than any organization, government, or group of organizations and governments in the world. Remember, this is the same organization that still allows cigarettes to be sold, knowing that they kill millions of people every year.
Did you watch the movie The Greater Good?
I don't think I did.
All right. If anybody who wants to learn more about vaccines, the movie is called The Greater Good, and it's available at thegreatergood.com. I'm not associated with the movie or the company. It's just a fantastic documentary on the Gardasil vaccine. But the title of the movie is I think so shocking because what the government is saying is that some people who have vaccines will die. Okay. But how many people can die in order for the greater good to be healthier?
But this is exactly how governments operate everything from the judicial system to everything. The government looks at this as, well, you were a necessary casualty in order to serve the majority of people. And you know what? That may sound good to the majority of people, but if you're the one that's the necessary casualty, it doesn't sound good at all.
That's exactly right. Nobody wants to be that one. And you know, people who get vaccines die and people who don't get vaccines die, and nobody wants to be that one. But we've got to put ourselves in a healthier place.
Okay, so clearly there is danger in vaccines that carry thimerosal. Do all vaccines carry thimerosal or just some of them?
No. And it's again, I just put this up on your website. Most of the childhood vaccines do not contain thimerosal. What they do contain now is aluminum and formaldehyde. Those are the preservatives they're using. I don't know if I talked about this on another radio show. Did I talk about the mice with Alzheimer's to you?
No.
All right. So, you know, when researchers study drugs, they need to study on animals first. And so they study on mice before they start experimenting with humans. And they are trying to research new Alzheimer's drugs. Now, if I've got an Alzheimer drug, I got to have a mouse with Alzheimer's. So how do I create Alzheimer's? I take a healthy mouse and I inject it with aluminum, the same aluminum that's in my vaccine. The aluminum goes into the brain, scars the brain, and causes Alzheimer's. And now I have a mouse that I can treat with an Alzheimer's drug. So every time you're injecting a childhood vaccine, and these kids are getting 7-9 shots a day. This little 2-month-old, I take a look at my daughter, who's, you know, 6 pounds, and imagine injecting viruses and bacteria and aluminum and formaldehyde into her, and it makes me cry. So this is why we have so much autism and ADD, is because we're scarring the brain.
That is just disgusting. It's disgusting. No. It really is.
I don't know where I started with that. Oh, we started with thimerosal. No.
Okay, there's other things. That the aluminum is just as bad, then, in other words.
The aluminum is just as bad. Now, most of the vaccines are actually made with mercury, but then they quote-unquote remove the mercury. So it's like decaf coffee. There's still some caffeine in there. There's still some mercury in here.
That's shocking, too. And the whole purpose of thimerosal is just the preservative, right?
It's just a preservative. That's all it is. It's to keep it, you know, it's to keep bacteria from growing in it, because it is a bacteria, you know, and we don't want to inject live bacteria into you. We want to inject partially dead or bacteria into you. But you know, when I used to give vaccines in my office about, you know, 6-8 years ago, and there used to be preservative free vaccines that you could special order, but I don't think they're available anymore.
I wonder why.
That was a nice middle road that we could use. If a parent really wanted a vaccine, fine. Let's give it without the preservatives that mess up your brain.
What are the graphs that you posted on my Facebook page this morning?
Oh, you're going to love this. So back in 2000, when was swine flu? Was that 2008?
Yes, 2008.
Right. So back in 2008, I gave 2009. I gave a lecture out in Las Vegas to the A4M convention about H1N1. And of course, we had swine flu back in the 70s. And if you remember, when swine flu came out in April of 2009, everybody said, oh, it's swine flu. No, it's H1N1, to kind of cover up and not have people panic, because the whole 1970s swine flu thing was a catastrophe.
Right.
So, you know, I'm giving this lecture, and I've got some other research from that lecture I want to talk about. And I said, you know, what would motivate a pharmaceutical company if there was not a pandemic? What would motivate them into creating an entirely new vaccine and making millions and tens of million dollars across the world? Well, the stock market crashed immediately before each swine flu or H1N1 outbreak. So the graphs that I posted on your Facebook site are the stock market values during the swine flu and H1N1 outbreak. And I put a little yellow arrow there.
Where it drops,
the stock market crashed, the pandemic occurred, and now I've got a new vaccine I can sell across the world.
And see, I've said this before. Vaccines are the cash cow of the pharmaceutical industry, because a lot of the drugs that they sell right now for various diseases like cardioprotective statin drugs, and everybody knows now that the lipid hypothesis is flawed and there is no link between lipids and heart disease. And the diabetes medications, which allow people to live broken lives instead of reversing their diabetes in 6 months to a year. And so the majority of people are getting wise and saying no to drugs, no to pharmaceutical drugs. No, I'm going to try a different alternative. Even in cancer, a lot of people are opting to sit and wait instead of going for this barbaric chemotherapy that probably you'll die from the side effects of the chemotherapy before you'll die from the cancer. And by the way, if that happens, you're considered a success story in the cancer world. But vaccines are the best. They're like insurance. You have home insurance. Your home is never burglarized. You never catches fire, but you keep paying that insurance because the end result is you don't want that to happen. You want to be prepared. That's what vaccines are for. Everybody gets a vaccine, not just a person who is sick. So this is a cash cow for a pharmaceutical company. This is the best thing in the world for them.
Each vaccine is about $100. So you look at how many vaccines our kids are getting, which is over 30 now. And that's $3,000 they get per person. And how many billions of people are there?
Right.
It's the amount of money is staggering. And you're exactly right. You talk about the home insurance. If I never get burglarized, I feel safe. And I feel safe because I have that. Who's going to get polio? Nobody's going to get polio unless you go to China and India where there's polio cases. There hasn't been a case of polio in America for decades.
But the vaccine moderators will say that's because of the vaccine.
Well, of course. And it's called herd immunity. But no vaccine is 100% effective. Even if a vaccine is 90% effective, that means we should have millions of people running around with polio.
You know, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. And we have to take a break on that point. We'll let people digest that. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skaron, author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. The website is 100natural remedies.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Ich ruhe drauf, zieh mich schick ansetzen, Hut auf, Rolex tickt man, sehe ich gut aus, hol mir den Kit, ich absolut drauf, hier, wieder mein
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at Iron Mag Labs. Labs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes,
I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Jared Skarin about vaccines. I know we've talked about vaccines before, and we will talk about them again and again and again. It's part of the assault on our bodies by both the government and private companies. So, Dr. Skarin, if I'm a person with a child or someone who works in the medical industry and I'm being told that I have to use a vaccine, let's say in some states where certain vaccinations are required, how do I get exempt from that and not end up in trouble?
Well, the first thing that I want to tell everybody is most people at your work or at school will lie to you and tell you that these vaccines are necessary and that you legally need to have them, because most states in the country have an exemption. And there's three different types of exemptions. And an exemption is a piece of paper that you can sign if you don't want to vaccinate. And you know what? This is America, and you're free to choose. And if you want to choose not to get a vaccine, if you don't think your son needs a cervical cancer vaccine, and that's your choice, then you should be able to have that legal right for your healthcare. So the three major types of exemptions. The first one is a medical exemption. This is the hardest one to get. In fact, I just had a nurse email me today and said she's going to lose her job if she doesn't get the flu vaccine, and she wants to know and she doesn't want the flu vaccine, and that's her legal choice. So what can she do to get around it? So the first thing is the medical exemption, where your doctor says that your health is extremely compromised if you get a vaccine. Now, this is really hard because you really need a documented allergic reaction or something to a vaccine. You know, when you're really not allergic to the vaccine, you're allergic to the eggs that they grow the vaccine in. There's actually one vaccine that's made with monkey kidneys. Maybe you're allergic to monkeys. So, you know, who knows what you're allergic to. So, but that's the medical exemption. The second one that's the most common is the religious exemption. Now, you don't have to prove that your religion, whatever religion you practice, doesn't like vaccines. You just sign the paperwork, religious exemption. This is the most common one we use in my office for schools, you know, and parents will go to school and the nurses or the school administration will say, you need to get XYZ vaccine. But then you look on their paperwork and it has religious exemption right there. And all you do is check it off and sign it. So religious exemption is the easiest way to get around it. And the third one that's not very common is a philosophical exemption. This is not available in all states. So check what states that you live in that has it. If you philosophically don't want to get a vaccine and that's your philosophy, then you sign that. and you can't get it. But the problem now is that more states are, in fact, New Jersey just had this up for a vote. I don't know what the vote was, to ban these exemptions and say, no, you cannot choose anymore. Your freedom we are taking away and we are making you do this. So, you know, you really need to watch your legal rights.
You know, it's funny. The nursing home that cares for my mom sent me a new treatment plan. And they wanted to give her the pneumococcal. That's the pneumonia vaccine, yeah. and the flu vaccine. And I wrote refuse on them. And when I was reading them on the flu vaccine, it says these are reasons that they want to know certain things about you. Do you have a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome? For those people out there who don't know what Guillain-Barré syndrome is, it's the human version of mad cow disease. Because if you do have it or have had it in the past, the vaccine will trigger it. Guess what? If you've never had it in the past, the vaccine can trigger it. There's a lot of people who have gotten Guillain-Barré syndrome after being vaccinated.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And you know, it's not as common as it used to be because it used to be with some other vaccine ingredients called adjuvants, which make the vaccine more active. So luckily that condition doesn't happen often, but it can happen. And you don't want to be that one because most people are paralyzed for life.
See, and you're like,
I don't want a flu. And now you're in a wheelchair.
And this is what frustrates me. And I've actually talked about the fact that governments operate from a point of the greater good. If a few people have to die for the greater good of mankind, if a few innocent people have to go to jail for the greater good of the judicial system's effectiveness, if a few people need to become ill and their lives be compromised for the greater good, this whole notion of greater good is a human quality for justification. That's all it is. It's part of the humans are, I said this just yesterday, that we're animals, that the only animals that have the ability to rationalize. And this is all it is. And it's nonsense because you don't want to be the one, the 2, the 3, the 10, the 20% of people who get thrown under the bus, prosecuted unjustly, or end up sick for the rest of your lives. They do it to military personnel. They give them an anthrax vaccine that they know that 1 out of 1,000 will develop inflammation of the pericardium of the heart and future heart disorders as a result. But that 1%, that 1 guy out of 1,000, 1 gal out of 1,000 is part of the greater good.
Well, guess what? That's where the 1970s swine flu vaccine started. It started in a military base. And you know it was some shot that they gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I just put on your Facebook site, Carl, an article from a piece from CBS that talks about Guillain-Barré from the old swine flu vaccine back in the 70s, which was really nasty stuff.
Now, what is it? Talk more about that. What is it?
Anyway, so again, back in the 70s was our first outbreak of swine flu, and a lot of that vaccine had these activators called adjuvants. And those adjuvant activators are what cause a lot of this neurological mad cow, as you call it, that paralyzes you and puts you in a wheelchair. So this is a link to a YouTube video from a CBS or a 60 Minute interview all about this. And again, this is, 40 years ago almost. But a lot of people got this, and it was really bad because it ruined a lot of people's lives. So, you know, if you're interested in this condition, take a look. Again, it's not very common now, but you don't want to be that one. I would rather have the flu than be that one person.
Well, look, I am confident that, and I couldn't remember if it was 2008, 2009, and you're probably right, it was 2009, but I could have sworn it was 2008 when the swine flu first started to become a touted pandemic. And I got sick. I had the swine flu. There's no doubt in my mind that I had it. I did not go to the doctor. I was taking 100,000 IUs of vitamin A and I think 50,000 or 20,000 IUs of vitamin D a day for the course of a few days, and I snapped out of it, but it took me down. I was in bed for the entire 3 days with the chills. I couldn't move. I mean, I was completely, I remember feeling my heart pounding in my chest. My body was working so hard to overcome it. And you know what? I'm glad I lived through that than has let them inject me with something that's going to carry, that's going to be in me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's risk. Do you want to risk having the flu, or do you want to risk being paralyzed or having any of these other conditions? And, when I was lecturing, during the swine flu outbreak, there was a really neat research study I saw from Purdue that said, and let me read this quote, the planned vaccination campaign from the CDC will likely not have any effect on the total number of people ultimately infected by the H1N1 virus.
Isn't that amazing?
The vaccines just don't do it. In fact, the vaccine, the flu shot you're getting right now, and you're right, I drive down my street and every drugstore has got a zillion signs out there. Why? Because it's good money for them. Okay. They got a zillion signs out there to give you the flu shot. It's a flu from last year. The flu changes every year. I know most of you listeners know this. The flu mutates every year. That's why you got need a, that's why they say you need a flu shot every year, but they don't know what the flu is until it's already out. And the flu doesn't start till November. So they really don't have a good shot until January. So right now you're doing nothing for yourself.
Jared, they have grocery stores now have these little clinics because they're trying to cash in on this industry. And they have people standing there with a clipboard going, have you had your vaccine? And I walk by and I go, no, and I won't be getting one either. And I just keep on walking. It's like, forget it. Sell it to somebody else. Look, I want to take a break. When we come back, we have a lot of listeners in the UK. Apparently there was a vaccine that was banned in the UK and they just changed the name and are using it again. I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back, okay?
All right, great.
We're talking with Dr. Jared Skowron. The book is 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child and his website is 100naturalremedies.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods. And no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones. Because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day beach body challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com. And download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day beach body challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you. This results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, used to be. There is violence in my heart.
Welcome back. When I think about what is being done to American people in the name of profits by a corrupt government, I don't care what side you're on. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Tea Party, liberal. You know what? Government does nothing but exploit people. That's all they do. When I think about the lives that are shortened because of the misinformation that's promoted just to make profits, it makes me angry. It makes me effing angry. And it's unfair because, you know what? I don't care what your religious beliefs are and if you really think there's a hereafter or you're coming back again, whatever it is. You have this life right now. You're in the moment. And you have all these obstacles of you trying to get it right and live a happy, long, and healthy life. And a lot of the misinformation that's leading to the demise and early deaths of people is coming right from our government. That should make anyone mad. It's just so frustrating to me, Dr. Scourin.
You know, it's what they do.
It's what governments do.
They don't want panic.
Yeah, you're right.
I remember, you remember back when Iraq had, weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah.
That lie. I was on a plane and I got to sit next to a very high ranking military officer and I was talking to him about Iraq and the military and he just went on about how he loved the military. It was his life. He would do it again and again and again. But he hated the government for the lies that they told about the weapons of mass destruction, even for him, and he was an extremely high-ranking officer. They will say whatever they want for you to do it, and they will scare you into it.
Unbelievable. You know, and another person I need to throw in this heap is Dr. Mehmet Oz. You know, he does some good things. Don't get me wrong. He's been banging the drum about arsenic in foods for children, and I commend him for that. But what I don't appreciate is his blatant lying about vaccines. It is well known amongst circles close to him that he did not have his children vaccinated, that his wife is a complete opponent of vaccines, and that she would divorce him if he made the kids get vaccinated. Yet he lied on national television the other day saying that he had his children vaccinated.
Yeah,
and you know what?
It's about putting up this front so everybody does it.
Well, you know what? You said something to me in private. You said there's money in lies. And I said, yes, but there's money and good karma in truth. And you know what? I'd rather have the money and the good karma than just the money alone like Mehmet Oz is gathering right now. The guy is a buffoon, by the way, but that's okay. I'm going to leave him alone now. All right. So let's talk about the UK for a minute. So the UK banned the vaccine. Do you remember the name of it?
There were two banned vaccines. One was called, Pavivac, and, the other one was called Plusarix. And these were vaccines that were banned because they caused damage to children.
Yeah, encephalitis, bilateral deafness, meningitis. But then, you know, obviously all governments, you know, it's not just the U.S. We don't have the corner on corruption in government. The Joint Committee on Vaccinations and Immunizations said, you know what? If you change the name, we probably can let you release it again.
Yeah.
And so they changed the name. Do you happen to know what the name is it now?
No, I'm going to have to look up what that name is.
Well, to the superhuman listeners in the UK, be prepared. There's a new, and is this a childhood vaccine, by the way? Do you know?
Yeah, it's a childhood vaccine. Like you said, there are these kids that are going deaf instantly after the vaccination.
Oh my God. You know what? Anybody who's had children knows. Oh, it looks like it's an alternative to the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. It looks like
exactly.
That might be it. Yeah, that's it. Pavivac. For those of you who have young children, you need to be aware. You really, really do. I don't know what it is in the UK as far as getting exemptions for vaccines. But, you know, we shouldn't be forced to do anything to our bodies. Anything. Not foods ingested, not vaccines, nothing. The government shouldn't be able to tell us to do anything with our bodies. It's crazy.
It's American. I really want your listeners to understand that you have a choice. And whatever your choice is, That's great. And you know what? I'm going to back up. And in my office, when parents come in, parents say, what do I do about vaccines? Because they know I'm anti-vaccine. And I say, you do whatever you want. I'm here to support you and your choice in the healthier child, whether you get all of them or none of them or some of them, but at least educate yourself and make your own decision.
And that's the problem. I talk about on this show all the time that humans have lost their critical thinking skills. And quite frankly, not only the reason they've lost them is because most Americans, at least, don't want to have to think of anything. They want someone else to tell them because they don't want the responsibility of being wrong or right for that matter. They'd rather have somebody else tell them, no, you should vaccinate. No, you shouldn't vaccinate. You have to do the research. You have to make the decision for yourself and for your children. And no one wants to do that. No one wants to apply their critical thinking any longer.
No, I mean, people want to be told what to do. You know, and we live in such a litigious society that we dare you to tell me what to do. So if you're wrong and something happens, I can sue you for it.
Right, right.
But everybody knows the Supreme Court a couple years ago made it illegal to sue a pharmaceutical company for a vaccine reaction. Not just autism, anything.
Think about that.
Anything. You cannot sue them.
Think about that. To those of you listening to this show right now, and let me take that a step further. And the U.S. government has indemnified pharmaceutical companies against financial repercussions of lawsuits due to vaccines. In fact, when your child, when you can prove conclusively that your child was damaged by a vaccine, you don't sue Pfizer. The American government pays you. So we're talking about privatized profits, but socialized losses for the pharmaceutical industry. There is something so wrong about that you should be jumping up and down and pulling your hair out right now. That when your child is damaged by a vaccine, your tax dollars are paying those people to be quiet about it, by the way. Because anytime the government pays out on a vaccine claim, there is a gag order assigned to it. We're giving you these millions of dollars. You can never talk to anybody about this. Think about the inherent corruption in that. Oh my God.
It's horrific. It's horrific. And you know, that going back to that, I know we're focusing on flu vaccine. People die from the flu. You know, about 36,000 people die every year just in the U.S. alone from the flu. It's
children
mostly
infants, and elderly, right? Children
and
elderly.
And it's mostly the elderly, right. And nobody wants to be that person. But compare that to 50,000 motor vehicle deaths a year. Nobody wants to be that person either.
Yeah, you're not going to stop driving, right?
Right. You know, but it's, you don't want to be paralyzed. You don't. You don't want to be that one in a million.
Are there any statistics on the number of casualties, let's say, from overall vaccine, from the flu vaccine, for instance?
Those stats are buried. Those stats are buried really deep. You know, but again, I would go to vactruth.com and dig around their website. If you're going to find it anywhere, you're going to find it there.
You know, whatever
that's,
I do.
That's the problem with VAERS. I mean, you know, there's a government program called VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Effects Response System, where a physician can log in with the government and the FDA a vaccine reaction. But nobody does it because they don't want to be blacklisted.
Really?
Yes. So there is a system in place, but the physicians don't do it. Because then they, you know, they're going to get tagged.
What do they run the risk of by blowing the whistle on a vaccine when you say they're going to get tagged?
Oh, I would assume that it's pulling their license, it's bringing them to court. You know, a lot of physicians, especially physicians who practice integrative medicine, are often brought into court because they're practicing against their license.
Really? Wow. It's amazing.
I've had plenty of parents walk up to the pediatrician and say, look at this. It's a rash. It's autism. It's diarrhea. It's vomiting. It's whatever. It's the vaccine. And then they blow it off. They're like, yeah. No. Don't worry about it.
It'll go away.
All this is underreported.
All right. So, in summary, for those of you out there who are considering the flu vaccine, ask for the insert. Next time one of those little girls in the supermarket walks up to you with the clipboard and says, do you want a flu vaccine? I'm going to do it today, actually. I have to go to the supermarket later. When I walk past her, I'm going to wait for her to say, do you want a flu vaccine? I'm going to say, you know what? I'm thinking about it. Can I see the insert that comes with the vaccine? Yeah. I'll bet you she can't even put her hands on it. I'll report back on Casual Friday about this.
That would be great. And you know, I've heisted your Facebook page and put a bunch of stuff up there if people want to go see. First off, have you talked on your show about the New York Times article?
No. What is that?
About
what
life
is that?
Expectancy dropping?
No, talk about that. Talk about that.
All right. So we all think health in America is fantastic, but it's horrible. And the New York Times just put out an article on September 21st, which was what, Friday?
Right.
About how life expectancy is dropping tremendously in America. I'm going on a lecture tour starting this weekend. We are number 50 for life expectancy in the world. Our infant mortality rate, we're number 49 in the world.
Wow.
Our maternal mortality rate, we're 46 in the world. How are we so horrible? Horrible.
That's
in
amazing.
Our health outcomes compared to the rest of the world.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you know what? People, and they always talk about, you know, we have the best medical system in the world here. And obviously it's not working.
It's we not have the working. Most expensive, but the outcomes are not there. So yeah. Why don't we look at a country, any country in Western Europe? What do? Why do people live longer? Why do people live healthier? And why do people live happier? What are they doing different?
But that, you know what? I don't believe it's in the best interest of this government. In fact, in 2010, I think it was, or 2011, we did a show about a piece of research that I got that was funded by the U.S. government about the most threatening technologies. And the government looked at it this way. If it was threatening to the U.S. superiority in socioeconomic, military, financial, they had like five different things. If it was threatening to our position, a global position in any of these five areas, that this was something that the government had to be looking at and be prepared for, right? Do you know what number one on the list was?
No.
Gerontology. The science of living longer. This government doesn't want us to live longer. Think about when you die, there's a transfer of wealth. Money changes hands. It gets back into play. The government gets some of that money. If you don't have a will and it ends up in probate and it ends up with, you know, in receivership and it ends up, it's like they don't want you to live longer. That's not in the government's best interest, especially with the entitlement programs tanking financially. They want all those people collecting Social Security checks to die tomorrow.
Yeah, they don't like to spend money. That's for sure.
Yeah. But they want to collect taxes.
It's sad.
They want to collect taxes, but they don't want to use them. Listen, Dr. Scarron, we've come to the end of the interview. It's always great having you on the show.
Oh, Carl, this show went too fast. It went too fast.
The website is 100naturalremedies.com, 100naturalremedies.com. If you have a child, this is the website you need to go to. Get the book. And also, Dr. Scarron is available. He is based in Connecticut. For those of you who live on the East Coast, you want to have your child visit a naturopath who is not only caring but honest about treatment. You can find him by going to the website, 100naturalremedies.com. Dr. Scarron, thanks a lot for being on Superhuman Radio.
Hey, Carl, thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and we also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.